USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Attorney General William Barr has expressed his anger over the apparent suicide of Jeffrey Epstein while in federal custody. John Clemens reports.
In a written statement from the Department of Justice, Attorney General William Barr is quoted as saying, "I was appalled to learn Jeffrey Epstein was found dead from an apparent suicide while in federal custody. Mr. Epstein's death raises serious questions that must be answered. In addition to the FBI's investigation, I have consulted with the Inspector General, who is opening an investigation into the circumstances of Mr. Epstein's death. Now report that the 66-year-old Epstein was not on watch in his cell at the Manhattan Correctional Facility."
President Donald Trump said North Korea's Kim Jong-un wants to meet once again to start negotiations after joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises end. He also said Kim apologized for the flurry of recent short-range missile tests that rattled the U.S. allies. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
With the latest story update from El Paso, Texas, the man accused of carrying out last weekend's deadly mass shootings at the Walmart confessed to officers while he was surrendering and later explained that he had been targeting only Mexicans. Patrick Crucius, age 21, emerged with his hands up from a vehicle that was stopped at an intersection shortly after the attack and told officers, "I am your shooter." Detective Adrian Garcia said this in an arrest warrant affidavit. Crucius later waived his Miranda rights and agreed to speak with the detectives, telling them he entered the store with the AK-47 assault rifle and multiple magazines only targeting Mexicans. 22 people were killed and 24 injured. Most of the dead had Hispanic last names and 8 were Mexican national. The World Food Program says it's planning to nearly quadruple the number of people that the UN agency helps in 4 Central American countries affected by drought, seen as one of the drivers of migration through the region. The agency aims to provide food assistance to 700,000 people in El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Democrats in Congress are trying to repeal gun maker protection laws. With that story, here's Wendy King.
House and Senate Democrats introduced legislation on Tuesday they say will allow victims of gun violence to have their day in court. The Equal Access to Justice for Victims of Gun Violence Act aims to repeal federal protections blocking firearm and ammunition manufacturers and trade groups from most civil lawsuits when a firearm is used unlawfully or in a crime. The protections date back to 2005 with the passage of the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. Congressman Adam Schiff, one of the bill's co-sponsors, says federal courts have dismissed numerous cases against the gun industry.
Walmart has ordered workers to remove video game signs and displays that depict violence from stores nationwide after 22 people died at a shooting at one of its Texas stores. But the big box retailer will continue to sell guns. In an internal memo, the retailer told employees to remove any violent marketing material, unplug Xbox and PlayStation consoles that show violent video games, and turn off any violence depicted on screens in its electronics departments. Walmart will still sell the violent video games and hasn't made any changes to its gun sales policy despite pressure from workers, politicians, and activists to do so. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, a Democrat running for president, blasted Walmart in a tweet. She said the weapons they sell are killing their own customers and employees. No profit is worth those lives. Do the right thing. Stop selling guns. This is USA Radio News.